it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, look who we have here. Zach Stevens, our Broncos insider from DNVR Broncos. Zach, my man, always look forward to these conversations.
Oh, Brady, me too. I'm happy to be back on.
Yeah, man, love having you. Love talking Broncos with you. Okay, I hate that I'm starting with this, but the wristband, we got to talk about it.
Wild enough. I mean, who would have thought we'd be talking about wristbands? But courtesy of Pete Carroll, who can't stop bringing up Russell Wilson. It's bizarre. I mean, Pete's got good stuff going on in Seattle, but he just wants to keep poking at Russell Wilson, and that's what he did on Monday on a radio show. He talked about how Geno is wearing a wristband and it's working well, and then mentioned in the past, there's been pushback to wearing wristbands for the quarterback position. Well, Pete, you didn't say Russell Wilson's name, but you've only had one quarterback the past decade. We know who you're talking about. So Russ was asked about it yesterday and said, oh, I didn't know you had to have a wristband in order to win. I've done a lot of winning without a wristband. Kind of a shot back at him, which was great. And then just 30 minutes after that, Russell Wilson was on the practice field wearing a wristband. I absolutely love it.
Well, and that's the thing we're all going to be paying attention to, and I have several wristband questions for you, Zach. But, you know, Pete Carroll, you sure he wasn't talking about Hasselbeck? Are you sure it was Russell Wilson? Are we positive on that 100%?
I feel pretty darn good, especially I don't think Pete's been making comments left and right about other quarterbacks. It's pretty much just been Russ since he left.
Well, either way you want to slice it, yeah, Pete Carroll's still taking some digs there. And I guess I look at it and go, I mean, Russ was very good. He had an arguable Hall of Fame career with Seattle. Every single year was pretty good for him. Even last year, his numbers weren't terrible when their season was bad. So it is kind of a weird thing to say, well, yeah, that's why Geno's good. The last guy didn't do it. Russ was pretty damn good for Seattle.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, even on a bad year, which a lot of people said Russell had a bad year last year, it was still 25 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Now, the Broncos would dream for that type of Russell Wilson this year, with him struggling only 6 touchdowns to 4 picks.
All right, so will he wear the wristband then against Tennessee this weekend? Is that what we know?
I expect him to wear the wristband, and a big reason is because he did wear it for the first time against the Jaguars. And, of course, Russell Wilson and the Broncos offense had success in the second half, scoring 14 points, including a go-ahead touchdown drive at the end. So I expect him to continue that because it worked. And just like the Broncos are wearing the same uniforms, which a lot of fans hate because it worked, there's no reason to take the wristband off now.
I kind of like the uniform, Zach. Am I the only one? I'm kind of in on this.
You know, I'm not a uniform guy, yeah. So I don't really have as much disdain as a lot of people. But you know what? It's only weird if it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, exactly. So let's see what happens. Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Okay, Zach, I want to talk about Draymond Jones. But before we get there, how is this locker room? Because you hear rumors, you hear reports, whatever, after the Bradley Chubb thing. How is this locker room? Are they positive, negative? What's the state of the players right now?
You know, I would say that the locker room for a 3-5 team is positive. A win before the bye really helped the group stay together where they are right now. But a very interesting comment made by Justin Simmons earlier in the week when talking about just you know, how the team stays motivated. And he said that the Broncos need to keep that playoff mindset and everything's still in front of them. So he said the right things. But an interesting thing that he dropped in was, you know, that there's still a big opportunity for guys to work on getting other contracts, getting second, third, fourth contracts, which from Justin, from a leader of this team saying, you know, guys are, you know, still playing for money, really kind of raised my eyebrows to, oh, wow, that's kind of interesting that he's already pointing to that while saying all the other right things, of course. But it made me think, oh, okay, maybe some people in the locker room have started to kind of take the more personal route now.
So what about Draymond Jones then? Is he one of those guys? You know, he was asked, and you were there, of course, about his future with the Broncos, and, you know, in a roundabout way, basically just said, I'm here now. Didn't sound like a ringing endorsement for wanting to be back with the Broncos.
It certainly didn't. And now, one way you can read into that is he does not want to be back with the Broncos. Another way you can read into that is this is a negotiating tactic for him, saying, I'm not going to give the Broncos any benefit of the doubt here. I'm not going to give them any help in the negotiating process, saying, like, I really want to be here, and then losing momentum. But Draymond Jones, Draymond Jones has been a guy, the first time we talked to him this year in the offseason, he talked about how he left money out on the table last year. So this is a guy, and there's nothing wrong with being money motivated, but Draymond Jones is very money motivated. So I don't expect, sometimes you get hometown discounts from guys from signing early. I don't expect Draymond Jones to give that to the Broncos. And I think it's interesting that Draymond Jones, after the bye week, still does not have a contract. So I think that this is going to be something where if you want to keep Draymond Jones, you're going to have to pay him top dollar. And Brady, top dollar may blow some people's minds. We're talking about a similar contract to what Bradley Chubb just got last week. 5 years, $110 million, $63 million guaranteed, $22 million per season. That's the massive deal we're talking about with Draymond Jones.
Do you see George Payton doing that? Do you see this group doing that, especially after the money they ended up giving Russell Wilson?
Man, that is a ton of money to give a defensive lineman. But hey, if Draymond Jones goes out and gets double-digit sacks, that's the going rate for that type of player. So I don't see them just letting Draymond Jones walk. What I could see is a franchise tag, which will be about $18 to $20 million. And then if he does it again next year, he puts up double-digit sacks again, then you just open the wallet and say, okay, Draymond, you are worth this money. Aaron Donald is getting $31.5 million per year. No one is Aaron Donald. But the other guys, the second highest paid defensive linemen, are getting paid $22 million. So that's the route I would take, is say, okay, if I'm going to open up the wallet this much for Draymond, I want to see it 2 years in a row. And with the Broncos only having one franchise tag, as every team is only allowed one, they don't have to worry about Bradley Chubb anymore. So they have that to use on Draymond.
What about some of the other guys, Zach, coming into the season? We had questions surrounding guys. Well, Bradley Chubb was one of them. How about on the offensive side, Dalton Reisner? Obviously a local-ish guy, so certainly a fan favorite. Are there any talks there about, you know, him signing on long-term with Denver?
Yeah, there's going to be talks between the Broncos and Dalton. The Broncos want him back, but a big thing is just going to be the price here, because unlike Draymond Jones, Dalton Reisner has been okay, and really had a great rookie season, looked like he was going on a Pro Bowl type of career, and then fell off maybe a little better of a season this year. So it's going to be about finding the right price point for him and making it worth for both sides, because what you're getting with Dalton Reisner right now is a serviceable left guard. And so if you can get him for serviceable money, you don't want to have to open up another hole on the offensive line, because the Broncos are already going to have to fill in right tackle. They may have to work at center this year. And left tackle, they may have to make a move with Garrett Bowles. So that's one that they would like to do, but for at the right price.
Certainly the offensive line is going to be, I would imagine, a point of emphasis this offseason for Denver. All right, Zach, kind of going forward, looking at Tennessee here, it feels like forever since the Broncos played last, not only the bye week, but it was early because of the London game. We saw three really good drives. We saw the Broncos maybe start to click a little bit. What do you expect to see? I mean, did the Broncos solve their issues? Did they simplify the offense enough? Are we going to see a better offense this second half of the season?
You know, Brady, there's certainly hope for that. I'm not going to go all in and say just based off of that game, especially the second half, that the offense is fixed. But there are things to hold out hope for. And I do think that the offense is going to be better in the second half. Now, that's not saying much, of course, because 15 points per game, any team should be able to do, specifically with Russell Wilson. But this game coming up is a very interesting test because Russell Wilson kind of clicked in the second half. There's no reason to slow Russ down this week because the Tennessee Titans, Brady, have the best run defense in the NFL. The Broncos' run game, not that good. They have three guys on the roster that weren't on the team a month ago, and then Melvin Gordon as well. However, the Tennessee pass defense is not good, one of the worst in the NFL. So if you're able to get Russ going, that's the way to win. So that's why I want to see the Broncos attack this Tennessee defense. And I do think that the Broncos offense is going to be better. Now the question is it going to be 25 points per game? If they average 25 points per game in the second half of this season, the Broncos are going to be a playoff team and make a really good run in the second half. If it's 21 points a game, they'll be better, but probably not good enough for a playoff run.
Zach Stevens joining us. Just a couple of more housekeeping items. KJ Hamler, Baron Browning. Just looking at some of the injuries here, even Randy Gregory. What do we expect? I mean, is KJ, is he listed as questionable? Do you think he's going this weekend?
Yeah, I don't think KJ is going to go, and it's such a bummer to see him go down and come up with a hamstring injury, because that is an injury that not only has bugged him in the past, but it's an injury that when you look at guys that are just built off of speed, it's an injury that can really pop up and hurt him. So it's a bummer to see that happen, especially he was a guy that was providing such a different element to this offense and really becoming a spark for them the past few games. Baron Browning, he really will be questionable in this game. And Randy Gregory, I do not expect to see him this week, maybe not even next week.
Yeah, we want to see this pass rush without Bradley Chubb. And obviously, we want to see what guys like Baron Browning can do in the second half of the season. Zach, my man, love what you do. Love your reporting, as always. Appreciate the time. Keep us updated on that wristband. My eyes are wide open for that.
You know, we're all going to be focusing on that white wristband on Russ's left arm.
There's always something around this team every week, whether it's high knees on the plane, it's Subway sandwiches, or just weird tweets. There's always something.
There is always something, and that's what you get when you get Russell Wilson. Unfortunately, everyone in Denver thought that it was going to be all good stuff. Now it's not all bad stuff. It's just all weird stuff.
Yeah, it is every single week, man. Zach, appreciate it. Nobody better than what you provide each and every week. So we'll be looking forward to your coverage leading in to a big game for the Broncos and Titans this weekend.
Brady, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. 11:30 the time. We'll take a short break. I believe we're going to get UNC head volleyball coach Lindsay Oates on the program. So we'll find out next. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.